Labas, and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Deividas, and you're listening to Independent Lithuanian Radio right here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial and live streaming audio on the internet at ktym.com. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, dead in the middle of summer, and you've chosen to listen to our program here at Independent Lithuanian Radio, and we really appreciate that. Thank you again for tuning in to Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM. We share news of the community with you, and good news and bad news, and unfortunately today we have some bad news. It's hard enough to talk about people who have lived 70 and 80 and even 90 years and contributed here to the building of our community as they pass on. What's really difficult is when we lose young people, especially innocent young people. It is with true sadness that we want to share with you this terrible news. And many of you might have heard, but 10-month-old, not even a year, Kotrina Jonušonis, the daughter of Indraja and Arvidas Jonušonis, passed away this past week. Okay, she has a little brother named Dominikas too. And again, this is difficult. What I will share with you is that her parents have written on a website that is set up as a fundraiser in her memory, the quote, "Our perfectly healthy and happy angel was taken away from us in a split second." Apparently, she passed away from what is known as a brain AVM, Apple Victor Mary. I can't even pronounce it, but basically it means your arteries and your veins have been malformed, and you don't know about this till you have symptoms, headaches or seizures. What is a 10-month-old going to tell you? Apparently, poor little Kotrina went into some sort of seizures, and her distraught parents took her and rushed her to the hospital, and she quickly passed away. So, once again, I'll repeat it. 10-month-old Kotrina Jonušonis, the daughter of Indraja and Arvidas Jonušonis, passed away this past week. Indraja immigrated from Lithuania back in the mid-1990s, and Arvidas came to live in Southern California from Toronto. Several years ago, met Indraja, they fell in love and were married, and had two children, Dominikas and the late little Kotrina. Services are this afternoon at St. Casimir's. They start, as a matter of fact, within the hour. At 1 o'clock to 3 will be a viewing at St. Casimir's Catholic Lithuanian Church, and there will be a funeral mass at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Again, between 1 and 3 will be a viewing, and Mass at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's at St. Casimir's Lithuanian Catholic Lithuanian Church, corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets. Okay, Indraja was active in Lithuanian scouting, and her husband also, Arvidas, too, Scoutas Vytis, she's a Virskauta. The reality, is that this week begins the big social camp event of the year, the scouting event of the year, the 10-day Lithuanian Boy and Girl Scout camp out north of Big Bear Lake in an area known as Holcomb Valley, Skautų stovykla. And there will be a memorial a fund set up there for you to contribute to if you're listeners of this program and you don't have access to the internet or something. You can always contribute via us. Many of you help keep us on the air, so I will briefly mention you can make the checkout to us, to Independent Lithuanian Radio, and send it to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard. And I'll repeat that in a minute and put in the remarks column, in the note column, in the memo column on the left corner of your check that this is for Kotrina, okay, Kotrina. And if you forget that, just make a note or a remark that it is for the fund for Kotrina. They also state that this happened so quickly due to such a fast turn of events, we are not sure how anyone can help, but please, you may donate in her memory, and we will try to make good decisions on how to use the funds. So again, this is a tragic event that happened practically instantly, and people are just floored by these, but you can contribute and help somehow, some way, to remember little Kotrina, and somehow this money will be put to good use. So once again, you may send funds to Independent Lithuanian Radio and make a note that it's in memory of Kotrina, and send it to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404. That's 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404, Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. And if you can't make it to the services this afternoon, it'll be another way that the family will know that you are remembering her. We'll be right back. As always on Independent Lithuanian Radio, we let you know about the weather in that part of the world. While we are cooling off a little bit from our 90-plus temperatures here, the same thing's happening in Vilnius, capital of Lithuania, with temperatures tomorrow not exceeding 62 degrees. So a very comfortable, almost cool day in the capital city. Monday, Tuesday, it may get not past 61. You know, it's, again, 62, 61 is in the forecast. And Wednesday, it'll begin to get a little more normal with a 10-degree increase to 72. And by next week, Saturday, Sunday, July 27th and 28th, it'll be 76 degrees in Vilnius. If it's pure fun and entertainment you're looking for in Lithuania this weekend, rather in the Baltics this weekend, an annual three-day summer music and culture festival is being held in Latvia. We bring it up because it's the biggest one. Been around for about 7 years, and about 25,000 people show up consistently. This was first held in 2007, and it combines a variety of genres, including indie, folk, pop, electronic, all kinds of music styles. So there's also, sports demonstrations, arts and crafts, yoga, theater, film, showcases for upcoming artists, and informative platforms for NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to promote their messages for the Baltics. It is, again, the largest and most frequented music and art festival in the Baltics, and it's happening right now in a town known as Salacgrīva, Latvia. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Salacgrīva, Latvia. It's a beach town. Okay, it's a coastal town, so it's really pretty, and there's access to meadows and forests, of course, inland, and the ocean on the other side. I would share some of the acts with you, but most likely you probably haven't heard of them, but they are from all over the world, including the United States and Britain and countries in Europe and the like. And there's several stages, so there's always something going on at one end or the other of the festival grounds. So if you know anybody in Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, tell them to hop in their car and check it out. Go to Salacriva, Latvia, for the three-day Positivus Festival. That's what it's called, Positivus. We've been talking a lot about shale gas in Lithuania, fracking, and the opportunity for Lithuania to become energy independent. So we're going to keep you up to date on that. We think there's a lot of wrong-headed thinking about the extraction of shale gas, and we want to get the message out that with the proper technology and the right people doing it, this is key, the right people doing it, people that have experience and know how to do extraction. This can be clean and effective and very good. It can create jobs and opportunities for Lithuania. Once again, if you haven't been paying attention, it has been proven that Lithuania has, mostly along the Polish border area, access to the largest reserves of natural gas in Europe. Okay? The largest reserves in Europe in the form in shale formations. The president of an organization known as Business Europe has said that shale gas may help Europe and Lithuania maintain competitiveness against the United States. How do you like that? Her name is Emma Marcegaglia. We said to the prime minister that we think that shale gas is an opportunity. I know it's a very sensitive argument, but this is very important to make Europe and also perhaps your country, Lithuania, more independent from other countries, she said after meeting with Prime Minister Algirdas Butkevičius in Vilnius yesterday. And we also discussed a lot that through shale gas, the U.S. is reindustrializing, and we have to pay attention because we will lose our competitiveness. Marcegaglia continued, energy policy, better access to financing, and search for raw materials would help Europe remain competitive. Quote, we need a different energy policy because you cannot compete with the United States if they have lower cost energy. We need better access to financing. We have to access raw materials, better ones. The Chinese are looking in African countries. Europe isn't doing this. And also, we have to invest the EU budget money in research for transportation. She also spoke about youth unemployment with Butkevičius. Marcegaglia welcomed the EU's decision to earmark 6 billion euros to tackle youth unemployment, even though she admitted this is only a short-term solution. She also said that reorganization of universities towards studies of engineering may be another answer to the problem. Now, in the meanwhile, Chevron, okay, the company Chevron, you all know Chevron gas stations, okay, Chevron has been exploring for gas and has bid, they have bid on the contract to extract shale gas in Lithuania. Now, everybody presumes that they've won the bid. It appears an open secret that they have, but the official announcement that they'll be able to proceed with this has been postponed. There's been various reasons. The Tender Commission of Lithuania's Environment Ministry has postponed a decision whether to announce U.S. energy giant Chevron as the winner of shale gas exploration and extraction. Okay, that's the headline. The commission would make the decision on September 16th, said Daiva Matoninen, Deputy Environment Minister and the Commission's Chairwoman. The decision has been postponed at Chevron's request, she said, adding that the courts were still hearing disputes relating to the tender. Quote, the disputes relating to the tender are ongoing. In particular, Perkūno Nafta, a Lithuanian company, has contested the decision not to announce this company the winner of the tender. As far as Chevron is concerned, the decision has been postponed until the 16th of December, so as to provide more time for drafting all secondary legislation, for example, legal acts accompanying underground law. Chevron asked to get more time to provide study for the legal environment in Lithuania, according to Matoninen. Privately owned Perkūno Nafta, which has a yet unnamed UK investor among its partners, submitted a bid to explore for hydrocarbons in the Kudirka-Kybartai field in western Lithuania. Another bid was submitted by Deseta, a subsidiary of a Dutch-registered company known as KS Energy. Chevron, meanwhile, submitted the sole bid for the right to explore for shale gas and oil in the Shiluta Tauriga fields. That little excerpt is known as Ishbeks Pele Ishmishko. A mouse will run out of the forest, and that's sort of in honor of commemorating and celebrating the fact that the Lithuanian Scout Camp starts this week up in Holcomb Valley on Wednesday. Holcomb Valley is north of Big Bear Lake up in the San Bernardino Mountains, and over 100 young people have registered for the camp. The camp is, again, starts Wednesday, where the older youths show up, and they set up the camp, and they have a little time to themselves, so to speak. And coming weekend, next week, the younger children show up, the Cub Scouts and the Brownies, for lack of a better term. In Lithuanian scouting, they're called Vilkiukai and Paukštytės, the little wolves and the little birdies. And they show up on Sunday. And by then, the other older kids are acclimated and act as counselors. And so goes Lithuanian scouting for another generation. It's been going on for years. The young people love it. Families are formed. Lifelong friendships are formed. And if your children or people that you know who are young people of Lithuanian heritage aren't part of Lithuanian scouting, they're missing out. They're really missing out. It's something to be proud of and to be involved in. Anyway, I started with the song saying that that's sort of to commemorate that. That's because that song is sung at campfire, you know, a traditional campfire at night. Everybody gets together and probably a couple of guitars, maybe an accordion, and 100 young people singing together. You know, the mouse ran out of the wood, and then after the mouse, you know, runs a cat, and after a cat runs a bear, and after the bear, you know, something else and something else. It's one of those kind of songs, and it's a lot of fun. Congratulations to all of you who are going up to Holcomb Valley, to a Lithuanian scout camp, and I envy you. I wish I could spend 10 days up there. Many great memories of my youth. We're going to close today with a couple of stories about the parade that has become such a bone of contention and such a hot story in the capital of Lithuania. And that parade is next week, scheduled to be next week, and it is the gay-lesbian parade. And the Lithuanian Gay League, this is one of the stories, two stories, the Lithuanian Gay League has appealed to the Inspector of Journalist Ethics against the National Radio and Television Network's decision to impose restrictions on advertising clips about the Gay Pride Parade in Vilnius. Okay? LGL representative, Lithuanian Gay League, Tomas Vytautas Raskevičius, told news services that the LRT, or Lithuanian Radio and Television, wants a clip to be broadcast with the S symbol used in Lithuania to indicate that this is adult content, and furthermore, broadcast the clip only after 11 p.m. Okay, the national broadcaster also wants to label another clip explaining, quote, tolerance and diversity of ideas with the N14 symbol used to indicate that the content is suitable for only those over the age of 14. Okay, according to Raskevičius, the LRT administration based its decision on the law on protection of minors against the detrimental effect of public information. This law encompasses providing restrictions of information, quote, which express contempt for family values, encourage the concept of entry into a marriage and creation of a family other than stipulated in the Constitution of the Republic of Lithuania and the Civil Code of the Republic of Lithuania. The LGL representative commented, quote, we have appealed against this clarification to the Inspector of Journalist Ethics. We believe that such a decision is not substantiated, and our clips do not promote any contempt towards family relationships. The clip simply talks about an event, tolerance and diversity of ideas. It shows that there are people with alternative sexual orientations and sexual identities in the country. It is proof that laws banning the propaganda of homosexuality are effectively in place in Lithuania, and we can clearly draw a parallel with what is going on in Russia and the Ukraine, he added. Now, Rimvydas Paleckis, Lithuanian Radio Television's deputy director, confirmed to news services that he had signed a letter to the Gay League explaining why the particular timings after 9 and 11 respectively. However, he did not explain the reasons. The LGL's response has not been received. We, first of all, avoid violating any laws, including the law on the protection of minors and the law on advertising. This is the context we are negotiating in, said Paleckis. We have made several proposals to them as to how, according to our advertising division, advertising should be without legal violations. We are now waiting for their position and common agreement. Produced with financial aid from France, the videos show Lithuanians stating that they are of different sexual orientations and that they support the Baltic Pride Parade, which is planned for the 27th of July in Vilnius. Now, meanwhile, the Chief Administrative Court of Lithuania has decided to hold an emergency hearing on Vilnius authorities' appeal against the Court of Lower Instances ruling ordering them to allow a gay pride parade through Vilnius' capital on Central Gediminas Avenue. Okay, recap. Gediminas Avenue is the main walk street that starts in front of the cathedral. You all know what it is. It does not go into Old Town. It goes from the cathedral all the way down to the government buildings where the parliament is. Okay, that's where the Gay League wants to march. The city has protested that and said, we're going to let you march, but march somewhere else. The Gay League has appealed, and they have won. But the city keeps appealing that, okay? So an emergency hearing is scheduled for the upcoming Monday and will not be public. The parties will not be invited to attend the hearing as the court will only hear parties' written submissions. Quote, the appeal has been accepted and the emergency hearing of written submissions will take place at 9 in the morning on Monday, said Neringa Lukosavičian, a spokesman for the Chief Administrative Court of Lithuania. Vilnius authorities said in their appeal that if they allowed the gay pride parade through Gediminas Avenue, they would violate the law on assembly, providing for a certain distance civil assemblies must keep from state institutions and courts. Vilnius Regional Court has satisfied the Lithuanian Gay League's appeal, asking it to annul Vilnius Municipality's decision to ban the gay pride parade through Gediminas Avenue and ordered Vilnius authority to issue permission. Vilnius Municipality suggested holding the gay pride parade on Upes Street, a bit further from the center of the city. The organizers, however, want to march through Gediminas Avenue. The Lithuanian Gay League has already won one appeal when the court ruled that Vilnius authorities cannot choose a venue for an event. Okay? In other words, the court has no authority to say where the event would be held. The organizers maintain the march, which is held in many Western countries, is important in drawing public attention to the discrimination of sexual minorities and to promote equality. Meanwhile, some critics in Lithuania say that it propagates homosexuality. Once again, the March for Equality is planned for July 27th, 2013. That's next week. And certainly if I happen to be in Vilnius next week, I would attend the parade, if nothing more than for the entertainment value of this story that has taken over the media this summer in Lithuania. Wow, and look at this. I've got some extra time and thankful for that because this story just came in. I don't know how I missed it. But it's back to the shale gas story, which should be the number one story on everyone's mind in Lithuania and the Baltics, because it truly is the game changer. It is the game changer for jobs. You know, remember, we talk about demographics a lot on this program. You know, what, 600,000 or 700,000 600,000 or 700,000 people have left Lithuania over the past decade. Soon the population will dip below 3 million because of the birth rate. The country is being depopulated. This is another opportunity that is there at the doorstep of the future of the country that all of us love. Okay? And again, the crazies are out. The community against shale gas exploration and extraction in Lithuania organized a demonstration and picket Čiurlionis Street near the residence of Prime Minister Algirdas Butkevičius at 7:30 in the morning yesterday. However, the Prime Minister did not see the demonstration because Butkevičius left his home at 6:30 in the morning, writes a Baltic Course, which is a news service, business news service, which referenced to the news agency ELTA. More than 10 people participated in the picket and expressed their discontent with the shale gas exploration in Lithuania. The participants claimed that the municipality was informed about the picket. The winner of the tender of the shale gas exploration in Lithuania should be announced any day. There is only one participant in this tender, and that is the U.S. company Chevron. According to Lithuania's Minister of Environment, Valentinas Mazuronis, the decision related to the beginning or suspension of shale gas exploration should be made independently by Lithuania and without any delay or waiting for the conclusions of the European Commission, known as the EC. While giving an interview to the radio station Laisvoje Banga, on Friday, the minister said that any backdated law was valid. As a result, it was impossible to deprive the companies from the licenses which were granted for the hydrocarbon explorations. However, the current demands related to the environment would be applied to new mining and exploration. According to the minister, there were no handicaps for the decision related to the shale gas exploitation to be made. There was only one participant, U.S. company Chevron. Mazuronis reminded all that the decision of the commission would not be final because the final verdict had to be made by the government. He added that two decisions were possible, permission or suspension of the exploration for shale gas. You know, once again, 10 crazies get the attention and get on the news. You know, this whole idea about spoiling the environment, you know, if nobody sees it, what environment? Nobody lives there. You know, let's get realistic here. I love the environment as much as anybody, and perhaps more than a lot of people, tell you the truth. Okay? But the safe and sane way to do this for the good of the country, for the good of the country, is to let a company like Chevron do it. I've repeated it. You may be tired of hearing it, but I'm going to keep repeating it. For God's sakes, let's have it go that way instead of the corrupt way that tends to happen in that part of the world where a company with a bunch of Russian partners winds up getting the deal ultimately anyway. And they don't care about the environment. They just care about the money. Before we go today, we want to remind you to please support our sponsors. One of them is Euro Delimart Lituanica. I am also an investor in this deal, so I have my little vested interest. But we hope you stop by Euro Delimart Santa Monica, 28 blocks from the beach. Go cool down, take your family to the pier, and then stop by at 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. 28 blocks from the beach on Santa Monica Boulevard, the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Yale. Euro Delimart Lituanica features an assortment of Lithuanian food products and now introduces a new line of delicious sausages. So once again, they're open 7 days for your convenience. Euro Delimart Lituanica at the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Yale, 28 blocks from the beach in Santa Monica, California. Maybe I'll see you there. This is Kester today with us for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Bye-bye. До сюда трохи полюда, тягу почала, байдуда, тирлір, дуда, дуда, тирлір, дуда, дуда, до сюда буда, довгя, тягу почала, дуда, тирлір, дуда, дуда, дуда.